appreciate the good singing this evening and thank the Lord for every one of you that are here tonight. We've been blessed to be here in the presence of the Lord, and I count it a real blessing tonight to know the Lord. This evening, the Lord's laid a burden on my heart that I want to share with you, and I'd like to talk to us about security this evening. Security is knowing God will never leave us nor forsake us, and whatever we give to Him will become eternal treasures. That's a little definition of security. We need something in an insecure world that will hold us down. Lots of winds and lots of things blow and come and move around, but there's a security in Christ. There's something that stabilizes us in an unstable world. Economy, unstable. We have lots of difficult situations that are facing us with upheavals of different kinds, but there is a security in Christ that will keep us. And if we'll keep that in mind and keep those eternal treasures and something, thinking of things that are above, it'll help us to be able to go through this life and have a proper value on things. This evening, could you look with me in the book of 1 Samuel, the 14th chapter. And I'd like to think this evening that God could help us to be able to feel the security that He has in Him, and that we would move in that security, that we would not just stay on shaky ground, and we'd not just be a people that are afraid, but we'd be willing to move out for the Lord and do things for Him. He has a great work for all of us to do. Here in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 14th chapter, it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that's on the other side." But he told not his father. And Saul tarried in the uttermost part of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree which is in Migron, and the people that were with him, about 600 men. And it goes on here, down in the fourth verse, that between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on one side and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of one was Bozes, and the name of the other was Sina. The forefront of the one was situate northward over against Mishmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, whether for there is no restraint by the Lord to save by many or by few." And his armor bearer said unto him, "Do all that is in thine heart, turn thee. Behold, I'm with thee according to thine heart." I thought about how his dad was over there under the pomegranate tree with 600 men and over there having a good time, eating pomegranates and planning, put maybe a plan how to overthrow the Philistines, how to make it a surprise attack. And here Jonathan and his armor bearer said, "You know, let us go over." He said, "You know, it's no restraint from the Lord to save by many or by few. There's no restraint with God." And he said, went on down, I'll just kind of tell you this story, and you probably already know it. They got down there, and he said, "Now listen, if they tell us to come up to them, we'll go up. The Lord's delivered them into our hands. And if they say, stay down here, or we'll come to you, we'll just stay here." I saw something as I was studying this evening and reading this. There was no fear. There was no fear. There was a secure feeling. God is with us. Think about when I was a young man and I was a boy. I wasn't even a man. I was a boy. And I was thinking about growing up. And I don't know why these things come back to my mind, but I guess the Lord let me remember how big of a coward I used to be. wanted to borrow the neighbor's wagon, and so there was a girl across the street, and I don't know what we wanted to play with the wagon or something. We had it figured out, and I didn't want to ask if I could borrow the wagon, so I said, "All right, I'll knock on the door and I'll say we just wanted to know, and you finish it off if we could borrow your wagon." And I'm embarrassed to tell you that, but somehow the Lord has not let me live that down. That's what happened. So knocked on the door, and this lady came. I remember her name so well, Miss Hartung, and she opened the door and knocked on it and opened the door. I just wanted to know, she said, if we could borrow your wagon. She was looking at us, and she had this puzzled look on her face, and she let us borrow the little wagon. But I remember how cowardly that was. And, you know, the Lord has a way to bring us all tonight. He's got to bring us through some things and help us to see really where we are, what we are as people naturally, and what we can be with the Lord's help. When I was reading this, I thought about Saul over there under the shade. He was doing these things, and David snuck off, and he went over there, and he got over there in them sharp rocks and everything, and they began to say, "Oh, the Hebrews have come out. They've been hiding in the rocks. Come on up here, and we'll show you a thing." And when they got out there, listen, it said here in the 14th verse, "And that first slaughter which Jonathan, his armor-bearer, made was about 20 men within, as it were, a half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow." Half acre of land and 20 men. First little conquest here and the start of something big. When we're secure in God tonight, when we have something down inside, let me tell you, it does something to us. Things start moving. And by the way, this wasn't the first victory for Jonathan. Jonathan had slew a whole garrison of people before this in the 13th chapter. And there was a trumpet blown and said Saul had done it. And he wanted everybody to get together. And then there was kind of this dissembling and running away. And Jonathan hadn't forgot that. And he said, "You know, with the Lord, it's not nothing with Him to be able to save by many or few." And folks, this evening, security is something we need. We need it as young people. We need to feel a security in our hearts. Let me tell you, with this breaking up of families and with the shattering of the structure of families, it has left generation of children that are insecure. They're insecure. You notice sometimes when children feel insecure, they want a blanket or they want a little doll or they want something to tag along with them. It's their security. And it feels good. It feels good to them. There's nothing wrong with that sometimes. But I know as adults, there's that feeling too. I want somebody around me. I just want somebody around me to go with me and knock on the door. And I'll feel big and strong when everybody's with me. I'll just feel all pumped up and everything when I've got somebody with me. The Lord is calling us this evening in a time of fractured society, a time of fractured relationships, a time when our generation is struggling. He wants us to be secure. Yes. He wants to have some secure people to present in an insecure world. Yes. And I believe this Jonathan, he's inspired me when I saw this 20 men and a half an acre. 20 men and a half an acre with two men. Oh, what? It done so. I thought, Lord, help us this evening that we not begin to just look around us and see, you know, all the big things that are we have to struggle against. Help us to get our focus upon the Lord and what He can do. And I believe God can work, whether it be by many or it be by few. I want to turn now in the book of Psalms, the 73rd chapter. I want to read just a few scriptures here. Psalm 73. I love this scripture, this passage here, 73 of Psalms and 25. "Whom have I in heaven but Thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside Thee." Divided desires bring insecurity. Divided desires will bring double-mindedness. Double-mindedness. A double-minded man is what? He's unstable in all of his ways. He's not able to really do anything because he's divided. He can't really figure out which way to go. His desires, he has divided desires. It brings about an insecure feeling. We don't really know where we're at. Folks, this evening, I don't care if you're young or old, there's insecurities that I see that we need to overcome. I've seen that, and it hinders us. It hinders the work of God, and we really don't know what to do. Well, how can I help? How can I help? Well, here's an armor bearer said, whatever's in your heart, I'll just go with you. I'm going to be with you. And Jonathan was knocking him down, and he was taking care of the rest of them. I don't know. It was a man that was just with him. He didn't have a great calling. He was following someone that really had a burden to go. And he said, I'm your armor bearer. I'm wherever you go, I'm with you. I'll do whatever you want to do. We need some folks like that. You know, we need someone, first of all, that has the courage to say, I believe we can do it. Let Daddy sleep over there in the pomegranate. We've got a little work to do. Let's go over there and see what God can do. And you know what happened? Read on down here in the story. It says here that I'll turn back here in Samuel. What happened? There started to be something phenomenal. And it was... there was a trembling in the host. I'm jumping back now to 1 Samuel, the 14th chapter. There was a trembling in the host in the field and among all the people, the garrison, the spoilers. They also trembled and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. A very great trembling. That trembling is the insecurity. I just wonder what's going on. Why is the ground moving like that? You know, when you have a perfect confidence in God, there it brings about security. Lord, whatever is going on, I know you're going to take control. But when you feel insecure in yourself, you know, you begin to wonder what all is going on. The scripture in Psalms we just read, it said, whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. I was reading that this evening, and it just came to my mind, Lord, we need this secure feeling that we are with you, you are with us, and we have something here that beats all imagination. It goes beyond what we can ask or think. It's something wonderful. Lord, you're going to work with us if we will just know in our hearts that you're with us. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Here these people began to do just a little thing. They stepped out. They stepped out and the Lord was with them. Then all of a sudden, Saul began to hear the noise over there, and it said it increased, and they went on beating down one another, and he began to wonder what all's happening here. Who's gone among us? And they found out it was Jonathan. It was Jonathan. Saul was not a very good father. He was not a very good leader. He caused lots of trouble. He was head, shoulders above other people, a big man, but there was something insecure in his life. You'll read on a little bit more about Saul if you want to. He said, I got afraid and I didn't see you coming. Samuel and I began to offer a sacrifice. That insecure thing that he had, there was something in his heart. He was big, but there was something he was afraid. There was something not quite right. Folks, this evening, camp meeting is designed, I do believe, to tune us up and get us right for heaven. We need to get all this fear and things out of us. We need to get things out of our way and things that are hindering us and trembling. And you know, we're worried about the future and all the things going on. We need to get our focus on Jesus Christ tonight and Him only. And when we do, things will clear up. Things will get better. In the book of Jeremiah, could you look over here with me just a moment? I want to read another verse of Scripture in Jeremiah that as I was studying this evening and looking this over, it just blessed my soul too much. I couldn't hardly contain it. Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, and the 23rd and the 24th verse. This is so beautiful. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Confidence, security, that is where it starts. Don't let the rich man glory in his riches. Don't let the wise man think he's got all the answers. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he knows me. That he knows me, he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness. I tell you, if you're worried about your future this evening, if you're worried about what is going to happen, and you think, how's everything going to pan out, and how's it all going to click together? You know, we need to cast our cares on the Lord. Yes. He cares for us, and He wants us to know this. I want you to know me. I want you to learn to hear my still small voice. And when you know that voice, you're going to be led. You can hear me. You'll be led by me. You can follow me. It brings about a security. I see this evening so many things. We dress sometimes to fit in with everybody. I want to fit in, so I dress a certain way to fit in. It's our secure feeling. I don't want to look different. I want to dress in such a way people don't look down on me, or I don't want to be looked down on. I want to have this acceptance with the crowd. You know what? We need to learn this scripture here. Yes. I want to know the Lord first of all. I want to have a contact with Him. Yes. People that know Him is going to get along with me. People that get along with God is going to get along with each other. Yes. We don't have. We have such a pressure and insecure feeling. People are so. Oh, I was. We were out eating one evening, and we went to a nice place in Springfield, and I looked across one of the tables, and there was a real estate lady, well known in the community there. She was sitting there, had this big brooch on. And that thing come off. I don't know. I heard a clunk. And I looked over there, and here she was crawling underneath that table, scrambling to find that thing. And I thought, oh, I'd like to have a picture of that. Here, that real popular woman, you know, she's down on her hands and knees, crawling under this table, trying to find that thing. And, oh, the Lord has a way to humble us sometimes, doesn't He? He has a way to just bring some things in our life that just humbles us and brings us down low. You know, folks, we need God this evening more than ever before in life. This world is so insecure. When people lose just a little bit of something, they think they're going to lose face. What would people think about me if they saw me on the table? What would they think about? Oh, my, I'd lose face. God wants to help us to see what we need in life is to know Him. And Paul said, I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection this evening. The book of Isaiah, could you look with me in the 30th chapter just for a moment here in the 30th chapter of Isaiah? I have a few scriptures I'd just like to share with you tonight. 30 and 15. Of Isaiah. There's a saying, I'm not sure who said it, but it says this: Jesus is all we need, but we'll not know it until He's all that we have. I believe it was a missionary, but I'm not sure. Jesus is all we need, but we'll not know it until He is all that we have. May the Lord bless us this evening. Earthly riches and things fade away, but Jesus doesn't fade away. I was with a young man, and I was called. I was working for hospice, and I went by his bedside. And I remember looking at that young man, and he had AIDS. And I had gone up there to visit him in his room, and I climbed up these rickety old stairs. And this poor boy was going in, a young 19-year-old boy, going in and out of consciousness. And I never was able to convey to him a clear thought. He would arouse and he'd say, I've done a lot of bad things. And that young man died, and I felt so bad. Lord, where could I have done better? I felt it shook me. It did. It shook me. I felt, I felt troubled because I didn't feel like he ever made a positive connection there with God or with people around him. They told me a few things about him. It's so sad. Folks, don't wait till your dying breath to get right with God. And don't wait till the very end to clear things up with your family. I've been to funerals and I've seen these two brothers got in a fight and 3 days later, one of them dies, and then after that, he's trying to pick him up out of the casket. And it was such a horrible thing. It was awful. And I thought, Lord, help us to not wait till the very end to try to clear things up. Let's get things taken care of now. Get our forgiveness and our I'm sorry's done. And that secure feeling, I think whenever I see a child of God die, it does something to you. It sticks with you. Listen, in 30 and 15, I'll read this briefly here. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. In quietness and confidence will be your strength. That is what brings security, a secure feeling, knowing that I'm Christ. Whatever happens around me doesn't really matter. I know I'm His and He's mine. In quietness and confidence will be your strength, returning in rest. But it said they would not. They wanted to go on in their ways, go on in their pride, going on in their self-made things. And it didn't work. It didn't work, and it won't work for us today. If we're feeling insecure, we don't really know where we stand with God. The Lord's calling us this evening. Know me. Know me. Don't be afraid. Know me, who I am, what I can do for you. Know me. Quietness and confidence will be your strength. And it said they would not. Now I'm going to look on a positive side in the book of Psalms, the 28th chapter and the 7th verse. Psalms 28 and 7 is another beautiful scripture. I was studying this evening and looking over the wonderful things that God means to His people tonight. It's so good. It said here, 28 and 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is my strength and my shield. I was thinking about my mom whenever she was very sick one time, and she was looking pretty bad, and she said, I believe the Lord's going to help me. And well, her condition went down and down, and my dad and my brother was getting very upset, and they was thinking she's just going to lay there and die. I talked to her one day, and I knew we had to have some help. And I was just talking, Mama, what do you feel anything? You feel any inspiration? She said, I just believe the Lord's going to help me. And that was all she said. There was no scripture. There was no... She just knew the Lord was going to help her. And sure enough, like, wasn't it Brother Pruitt one time said, just before we starved, we didn't. Just before we died, we didn't. And the Lord brought her up out of there. This scripture says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. What part of our life can we not trust Him with? What are you afraid to trust Him? You know, we need Him this evening in all areas of our life. He wants to help us to feel secure. Security is a wonderful thing. Security is something that is... there is much, millions of dollars spent on security systems. Lots of things that are spent with keeping a place secure. And I'm surprised at some of the little things that happens. There's little glitches and faults and little power outages and things get by and people do crazy things, but the Lord has a secure feeling for all of His people. He wants you tonight. He wants you to feel secure in His love. He wants you to feel secure and confident in His ability to help you. In the book of Isaiah, I'm just going to quote this, 26 and 3, he said, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Perfect peace. Every one of us wants perfect peace. But he said, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee because he trusts in Thee. Folks, there's a confidence in knowing that God is going to stand behind us. He is not going to leave us or forsake us. He's not going to leave you hanging out here somewhere. He didn't bring you this far in your journey to just drop you off. He's got a secure way of taking you right on through the storms. He is the one that is looking out over life's sea, and he sees the struggling person that is trying to make it to shore. He sees the person that's going through all the unstable times and difficult things, and the Lord is still that lighthouse that stands there and shines and can be seen. You can let all kinds of waves and everything beat upon him. He's still there. The other day I had some little chickens, and there was a little mama hen. She'd been setting for 3 weeks almost, and these eggs were just about to hatch. And I heard a commotion in the pen, and I went in there, and she jumped off the nest, and she was up on a little perch, and she was looking down. She looked at me, and she looked down. It's like, I want you to look what's going on. And I looked down there, and there was a snake. He was this tall. I'm telling you, he was almost 6 foot long. And she was going to take off, but when I showed up, it was like she fluffed her feather and said, "Hey, come on, we got a job to do here. Get that thing out of here." And she just took courage, and we sure enough got him out of there and took care of that problem. And you know, how do you feel sometimes when you get in some scary things? You know, there's a little old banny hen, it's not very big, and here's a 6 foot snake. But here somebody comes in that's bigger than, oh boy, we take courage. Well, we need each other this evening. If somebody has something stable, that stability spreads. If there's unstable situation, then it makes everybody fearful. A trembling in the camp. These people felt the ground quaking beneath them and things. They got scared, and then they started hitting each other and killing each other. We need stability and security tonight. It will help us so much whenever somebody is secure. Somebody's secure, that spreads. Lord, help us in the midst of an insecure world. The book of Psalms, again, 125 and 1, it says this: "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion." They that trust in the Lord will be as Mount Zion, 125 and 1, which cannot be removed but abideth forever. Yes. Thank the Lord. Stability. Some strong rock, something you know is not going to be moved by all kinds of commotion. It'll be there. It'll be our strength. It'll be our stability. The book of Jeremiah 17 and 7, it says that blessed is the man. Let me just read this up. Read this here for us. "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Oh, what a wonderful thing tonight to be secure. Security is building our life around that which can never be destroyed or taken away. On the opposite of that, insecurity is the result of expecting from people or things what only God can give. And there is so much of that this evening. Expecting from people and things a security in these things that only God can give. My, do we realize how frail and fragile things are around? Do we really see things can be taken away from us so quickly? God help us today. The book of Romans 8, 38 and 39, Paul said, "I am persuaded." I am persuaded. There was a security. There was a confidence that he had. And I believe we need a little bit of that in our life. We need that. He said, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is security. We need that tonight. If we're feeling insecure, we need to get a hold of some of the promises of God. Again, in Timothy, 2 Timothy 1 and 12, very similar scripture. For which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I'm thankful this evening, folks, that we can have a confidence and trust in the Lord. This evening, if we're lacking that secure feeling, I believe the Lord is wanting us to join up with Him and couple up with Him and leave the fearful bunch behind. There's people that do a lot of talking. And when it comes down to the work, I don't know where they're at. They're on the pomegranate tree with 600 men. That's where the majority of them is at. They're still on the pomegranate tree. And I tell you, I've wondered, where in the world is everybody at? I'm kind of like that Banny Hen. I'm seeing a big old snake and thinking, somebody rattle the door and show up here. Jonathan wasn't even looking for that. He knew what God could do. He knew that. And he knew if he's asked his dad, "Hey, Daddy, I believe I'll go over here with my armor bearer." His dad, "No, no, you don't do that, Jonathan. You make a fool of the whole place." Now, he tried to put armor on David. I knew what he would tell his son, "Jonathan, you get back at the home. You get back home, you naughty boy." But Jonathan took off, and he had faith in God that God would do it. I'm not trying to tell you to be rebellious tonight, but I'm telling you, whenever you know what God can do, it's time for us to practice and put in place being secure. Yes. There was a little maid that went, and she said, "I would to God that my Lord knew about this man of God over in Israel." That little maid, that little person, in her saying that, brought this leprous man over to the man of God. We never know. Just being secure. She said, "I know somebody can heal you." Yes. Well, there was one boy we had in our congregation there in Springfield. He just said, "If you all need anything," he said, "my pastor can do anything. Anything you all need, we'll get him over here." And he was going through this nursing home, going in room after room, and he came to one lady, and she was there, and he stuck his head too close, and she hit him. But he was just going all over that place. Just, "You all need anything, my pastor can help you." And I thought, I kind of calmed him out. Wait. Don't tell him just all these things. I didn't know what all he was telling him I could do, but he was just going through. He was confident. You know, that man can do anything. Well, that put me on the spot. But I want to tell you this evening, God's not short. He's not limited like I am. And we need to have some confidence. And strength that, you know, the Lord can help us do this.
Yes.
Well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I know the Lord can do this. Yes. He can help us. Let's be willing to step out, folks.
Yes.
We can be secure this evening in His love and His fellowship. We can be secure in His protection. In the body of Christ, there's security. There's a wonderful bond here. I'm going to tell you, when you are one with Christ, there is a secure feeling. You feel like, "I belong. I belong here. These are my people. These are my people. We speak the same language. This is something we all love and enjoy." You feel secure. You know, tonight, if we would all just drop the negative feelings and the insecurities and just expose ourselves, say, "Lord, I need some help. I really need some help. I'm struggling with some fears here, and I'm struggling with things. I've kept things covered up." You know, the Bible said a man that covers his sins would not prosper. a man or woman that covers their sins would not prosper. They would not go forward. That insecurity. Oh my, I covered that thing up. It's like when Cain slew Abel. Am I my brother's keeper? Where is he at? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? That insecurity that he felt, mankind suffered from that thing from creation. And we're still reeling and rocking over things we're not really sure about. I tell you, we need security this evening. And God's the only one that can bring that. And He'll bring that to us when we keep everything out in the open. When we keep everything uncovered. And I know it's embarrassing. There's things we're not proud of, but I believe keeping a clear, transparent life is necessary for security. I don't see any other way we can be that way. It's not hiding things. And you know, we had five boys, and those little boys would, what one couldn't do, the other ones would try, it seemed like. But I remember one time, it was around Halloween, and one of the little boys knew that he couldn't go to bed with candy. And so he had his bag of candy, and he had his neck down, and he was headed toward the bedroom. "Hey, come here, what are you doing?" He's walked past us, and he kind of grinned, and "You can't take that candy." And I said, "What's the matter with your chin?" And raised it up, bloop, bloop. There was, you know, trying to sneak something. It brings insecurity. When you're trying to sneak around on something, it brings insecurity. And people, I tell them in the jail different times, "Guys, listen, you can't go and interview with the job and you've got shifty eyes. You can't go there and your hands are underneath the table. And you won't look at people." "You ever been arrested?" "Yeah, I have." "Look them in the face and tell them that." "Yes, I have. I have. And I'm sorry of it, but yes, that's me. I'm not hiding anything." There is a security that it brings of telling the truth. Clearing our conscience is necessary to have security. Having a clear conscience is so necessary. And when we have that, folks, I'm telling you, our conscience doesn't condemn us. Our heart doesn't condemn us. There is a secure feeling there. The Lord knows my case. God knows all about me. Brother, listen, if you've been washed in the blood, you're clear. You're clean. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be ashamed of it. You have power with God. He's going to help you to overcome a lot of your obstacles now. Walk, don't be ashamed of it. You've got something down here that stabilized you. Now you can tell the truth. Now you can tell the truth and look people in the eye. You don't have to keep your head down. I see so many times, and this is a burden of my heart tonight, Satan whips people down so far and tries to keep their head just dragging and tries to keep them just defeated. We don't have to be. You've been washed in the blood. You can put your head up and praise God. You don't have that old guilt behind you. And it's been cleaned up. The Scripture said some men's sins are open beforehand, going to the judgment. Some men's sins they follow after. The ones that's following after people tonight, there's a guilt feeling and they know there's something wrong. But those that's been sent ahead, those that's been forgiven, they've been sent ahead. There's a confidence in the steps of all of God's people. And tonight I want to encourage you. Don't care how bad you've been and what all you've done. When you've been forgiven, you've been forgiven. Thank God for it. You're secure in His love. You're secure in the body. You can make it. Put your head up and keep going on. We love you and God loves you. And He doesn't want you to be all cowed down and everything. "Well, if these people knew all the things I'd done, boy, they wouldn't have confidence in me." I'm going to tell you something. When you're secure in Christ and forgiven, the Lord knows all about you, and it doesn't matter what everybody says. It doesn't matter. We have a clear conscience, and God wants us this evening to rejoice and to walk in faith and to have our steps ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. And God is He is directing your steps and leading you and guiding you. He's doing it one step at a time in a secure place. You don't have to have slippery feet and all again. You're walking in a straight path. Yes. The book of Hebrews tells us, he said there in Hebrews that make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Making straight paths for our feet takes courage.
Yes.
It takes strength to be able to make straight paths, because it may take you a long while to whittle out even 2 or 3 or 5 feet, but you've made a straight path. It's something secure, and people walking behind you won't slip and fall either on it. They'll see you cleared the way. You didn't leave a long list of things behind you of questionable things. Questionable things. Oh, why did Daddy do it that way? How come he done it that way? Why didn't he change this? No, you've got those things. You're making straight paths for your feet. It's bringing, God's love is bringing security into your life. You're correcting things as you go, and it's stabilizing you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we need this evening in a very great way. Anxiety is the opposite of security. And anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strength. And I believe Spurgeon said that. He quoted that. Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows. Just by thinking about sorrows and being anxious about tomorrow and thinking about it and worrying about tomorrow, what's tomorrow going to bring? It doesn't do but anything but empty today of its strength. God help us today to be stable people,
yes,
to be people with a secure feeling in our heart. There are shaking things in the book of Hebrews. I won't read this, but in the 12th chapter, you're welcome to read that. He said there's things that are going to be shaken, and it's only the stable people that's going to remain. God help us to be stable. Jesus one time said, "The prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me." There was nothing in him. There was nothing to condemn him. He had not lived up and down life. He had lived consistent, a holy, godly life. There was no guile found in his mouth. He said, "The prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me." That is security. And it's security tonight when we can follow the Lord and keep a humble, close walk with Him. I trust this evening that God will bless us all, that we'll profit, that we will go forward, not with a shaky, trembling, slippery way, but He will make our feet like hinds feet. He will help us. Hinds feet, like the deer, they're able to climb, they're able to go up. And I believe God wants to help us all to have hinds feet, not something shaky and not being this around one person. No, we're the same wherever we go. May the Lord bless you tonight, young and old alike. Tonight, I felt a burden that we need to not forget about security tonight. What it can do for us, how it can help us, how it can stabilize our life and help us to be somebody that's like Jonathan, that's able to go out in the midst of great opposition. And with the courage and help of God, they started a great defeat. May the Lord bless us all this evening, tonight, to have security in our hearts.
Yes.